guess what? You don't got to prove nothing to no one. You understand what I'm saying? Always with men, you know what the biggest downfall of men? Ego. You understand? You know how much dudes is in prison right now because of ego? I felt disrespected. So I had to prove to him. I ain't taking no. Listen, you ain't got to prove to nobody you ain't no punk. You understand what I'm saying? Okay? Christ had all the power in the earth, on the earth. He could have do, you know, he ain't had to prove to no. We got to roll like our king. That don't make you soft. It don't make you soft having power and not using it. You feel what I'm saying? Okay? Now, check it. Where about again? Read on. Keep on reading.
Recompense to no man evil for evil.
Read on.
Provide things honest in the sight of all men.
Preside things honest in the sight of all men. Okay? In the sight, we got to do things honestly. We can't be on no shady, rubbing, stealing from people. We shouldn't be doing these things. Keep on reading.
If it be possible, as much as lieth in you.
If it be possible. Because sometimes, guess what? Somebody break in your house, trying to hurt your family, and you got to defend yourself. You know? Y'all understand? Read on.
If it be possible.
Read on.
As much as lieth in you.
As much as lie in you. Read on.
Live peaceably with all men.
Live peacefully with all men. Read on.
Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves.
Don't take vengeance for yourself. You understand? Why is Paul saying that? Because even back then, you had zealots and people that rose up to do what? What they wanted to do? They wanted to fight against Rome. You feel what I'm saying? So he says, don't take vengeance for yourself, but what?
But rather give place unto wrath.
Give place unto wrath. Give place unto God's wrath. We read to the top verse, he says, live peacefully with all men, if it's possible. But in the bottom, it says, don't take vengeance yourself. Leave it up to God. Let he come and bring his wrath. Because a Christian going to read that to the top and say, yo, you got to love everyone. But they forget to the bottom where it says, God's wrath is going to come. You understand what I'm saying? Leave it to God, and God is going to judge. He's coming for wrath, for judgment. For everybody that did evil on this earth. Keep on reading.
For it is written, vengeance is mine.
What God says?
Vengeance is mine.
God says, listen, the Lord says, vengeance is mine. I'm the one who wants the vengeance. I'm going to give you all the leftovers, but vengeance belongs to me. I'm the one that got to take vengeance on Esau and the white man and all the evil that they have done on the earth. That belonged to me, first and foremost. You all understand? So a Christian going to read the top verse and forget and don't read the whole thing. You understand? What God is saying? He's saying for us not to take up weapons and try to go fight the white man. Why? Because vengeance belongs to him. He's going to pay them back for what they did. Y'all understand? He's going to deal with them for slavery and the stealing and the oppression and all of that our people going through. Y'all feel what I'm saying? That's why he said vengeance belongs to him. So you live peacefully with all men today. Some of y'all get jobs. Don't be on your jobs hating everybody, man. Don't be running around as a hateful, but I hate you. I hate you. And I hate you. And I hate your guts. I can't stand you. Yeah. You know, we can't be rolling in that spirit, man. You feel what I'm saying? But that's the spirit that's trying to be painted on us. You know? Now, I'm going to show you all some things. That's the spirit that is trying to be painted on us. That we are hateful, we are cult, and all kind of crazy stuff. Okay? But let me see where I'm at. But to Matthew, this is the flip side, to live peacefully with all men. Matthew 10 and 22. Matthew 10 and 22.
the book of Matthew, chapter 10, and verse 22.
This is the flip side to, if it be possible, live peacefully with all men. Read that.
And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake.
Uh-huh.
But he that endureth to the end shall be saved.
So the flip side is, even though we live peacefully with all men, right? All men is going to hate us. Y'all feel what I'm saying? Though we live peacefully with all men will hate us. In us teaching the gospel, in us teaching this good news, all men is going to hate us. Okay, so that's the flip side to live peacefully with all men, as much as lieth in you. Why? Because all men, they will hate us. And why would they hate us? They will hate us for the teachings of Christ. Okay, they will hate us. I'm going to show you all why they're going to hate us. I'm going to show you all why they're going to hate us in a minute. Now, I'm going to show you all, remind me to show you all why they're going to hate us. Now, I want you to go to that video. I got a video there. With brothers at camp teaching. Brothers yes, that's it. So I want you all pay attention to this, right? Okay, go from the beginning and you all pay attention to this.
Why do you hate white people so much? That's what I've been hearing.
Did I ever say I hated white people?
That's what people on the streets are saying.
Did I say it?
I never heard it, but that's what your organization is associated with.
Romans 9 and verse 13. As it is written, Jacob have I loved.
So God loves you and you and you and you and you. Read.
But Esau have I hated.
Who does God hate?
Esau have I hated.
Who does God hate? And Esau is the father of who? Are they allowed in here? Did you get that? Hey, say it on the mic for me.
Are you guys allowed in here?
Of course we are. That's why we're here.
It's the first time
I've
ever seen in the barbershop where people are preaching the Bible. So
yeah, we've been
so,
We go where our people are, because it's important that our people know that salvation is for them.
That's right.
It's important that you, Salo, know that you're not Dominican, but that you're an Israelite from the tribe of Simeon.
That's
and that
right.
My man Island knows he's not Mexican, but he's an Israelite from the tribe of Issachar. Or that y'all know that y'all not El Salvadorian, but you Israelites from the tribe of Zebulun.
So, that was some good stuff. Now, what I did like in the beginning of the video, that was some good stuff right there, man. But what I want you all to see is to the beginning of the video, what he said. He says, that's what your organization is known for. He said, you hate white people. The brother said, I never said, told you I hate white people. You know, he said, but that's what your organization. So where he got that from? You feel what I'm saying? There's a stigma being put out there that we hate white people. You understand? That the Hebrew, they hate white people. And I'm going to dissect that a little today. I'm going to go into that a little. Oh, yeah. They get that from the ADL. And this is what? This is the SPLC. They got us as the number three largest hate group in America. The Proud Boys supposed to be number one, but the head of the Proud Boys work for ICE right now. Yep, I know they put their a bigger hate group have come around, which is the Megas, man. And they said, yo, yeah, Trump label. He labeled the SPLCs as a hate group. Yo, you can't hate. Yo, I'm telling you, man, this is getting crazy. Yeah, man. Uh-huh. Yep. That whole thing about to be dismantled. You're going to see the white man for who he really is, man. Don't worry. You're going to see him for who he really is in his true form, because we just said, the dude just says, oh, y'all is known for being a hate group and so forth, right? No, I got another video there with Joe Rogan. Now, I want you all to see, this is a message that's keep putting out there, man. So, just play the beginning of that again and then jump to Joe Rogan. Yeah. So, I'm not going to interrupt.
You hate white people so much. That's what I be hearing.
Who said did I ever say I hated white people?
Why do you hate white people so much? That's what I be hearing.
Who said did I ever say I hated white people?
That's what people on the streets are saying.
Did I say it?
All right. Take it down. I just wanted you all to hear that, that part. Okay? So, no. To the top, it should be somewhere closer to what you just listened there. Where's it? What's? Hold on. Play video 8. Let me see. Oh, yeah, Joe Rogan. Yeah, that's it.
Black Keeper Israelites?
It'll blow your mind. It's a cult, basically, where they think black people are the only people that can enter the kingdom of heaven. They believe that black people are the true Israel. They're God's true chosen people. And so if you're not black, you're essentially going to hell. According to the Black Hebrew Israelite theology, you and I are on a fast track to hell right now.
Interesting. Why do they think that?
It's the same thing with the KKK leader guy. They can cherry pick things from scripture and quote mine to find things that fit their narrative.
There's a town called Pulaski. They say that the KKK was kind of born out of Pulaski. I did this woman's podcast and she went down and interviewed the leader down there today. The interviewer asked him if his wife or his son or somebody was dying in the hospital.
So they asked if your wife or son or somebody was dying in the hospital, if they're going to take black blood. They said no. But the point I want to show you all, they are trying to put us with the KKK. You feel what I'm saying? They're trying to say that we are a hate group. We pick and choose scriptures from the Bible. And they are trying to put us with the KKK. Now, let me tell you all something. The KKK was governors. The KKK were judge, police officers. They were people that make, pass laws, people from the Senate. You understand? They were politicians. That's who the KKK was when they take that mask, that sheet off their head. Let me tell you all something. The KKK is still around today. They are called, you know what the term they call themselves? White Christian Nationalists. Okay? So now they're trying to put that on us, but have we ever lynched anyone? Have we ever killed anyone in the name of, and say we're doing it in the name of Jesus? So, why are they trying to say that we are like the KKK? I'm showing you all some what they want to do. They are putting propaganda out there for the people to what? Watch it as a hate group. Okay?
This ain't new. Remember Malcolm X, they asked him the same thing. Why hate? Mm-hmm. And then Malcolm destroyed them bad and said that's white guilt. Y'all are projecting your fear of us because you feel you deserve what you did to us, we should do to you. So you're twisting it around. Now, what we have not also done is we have not burned crosses behind white people's lawns. We were not lynching or hanging or burning or shooting up black men and women and children, sticking dogs on our own people. We did not cause redlining in white neighborhoods. We did not put us in poor schools. We did not kill or murder or massacre our people. Remember, when we got emancipated, quote unquote, these guys terrorized us. Where are we terrorizing white folks? Where are white folks fearing for their lives of black men in masks and so forth in hoods? That's nowhere. There's nowhere. So there's no comparison of us versus what they're doing is they're trying to compare the hate. We don't hate. We have no personal hatred towards white people whatsoever. Every feeling we have towards any nation of people is unapologetically biblical. It's all biblical feelings. Anything we feel is in the Bible. So therefore, when you read the scriptures, Christ didn't even go back and forth with white people. Christ didn't talk with them. He didn't sit around them. He dealt with his own kind. So when you show a love or care for your own people, you are deemed as a hater of white people. I'm going to give you an example now. The Dominican guy, the so-called Dominican, because that's most of them in the world. When you examine him, he said, why do you hate white people? That was his first question. He didn't ask, why do we hate the Arab man? Right. He didn't ask, why do we hate the Chinese man? Right. He didn't ask, why we hate the Hawaiian man? He didn't ask, why we hate the Japanese man? His main concern was, why do you hate the white man? Because our people have been trained to love this man so much so that when you speak about his history or his evil, the white, our own people step in defense of the white man. So therefore, the white man can sit back and watch the simple nigger or coon, black or Hispanic, go, why do you hate them? When white folks know why they should be hated.
Uh-huh.
They understand it. Israel understands why they hate it. They know why. Right. Bombing Gaza, killing people in Iran. Everyone in the sense, Candace Owens married to a white man, and she understands that, which is confusing as hell. But somehow, we're a hate group. You can't make this up. The white man has built a whole resume of why he should be hated.
Right.
Ask the South Africans why he should be hated. Ask the Australians, the real ones, why he should be hated. And ask the Native Americans why he should be hated. They'll tell you why. Because they know where to be found.
Yep. And some of them videos you mentioned, I'm going to play. Yes, in. I'm going to show you all, according to the scriptures, do we hate white people? I'm going to go into it. I'm going to show you all something. I like how the brother answered that question. He went into the scriptures and show you who the Bible says hate who. So now, I want you to play. I'm going to show you all some. Play video nine for me. I want you all to understand. I want you all to see what's taking place.
White House has quietly changed the definition of who they consider a domestic terrorist. And before we dive in, I want to lead with the punchline. Trump ends the intro to this document with, "We will find you and we will kill you." And
actually, yo, pause. So the end of the document, right? He ended with, "We will find you and we will kill you." You understand? So keep playing.
Will kill you. And I actually think you're going to be surprised by who just got targeted, but we'll get to that in a moment. According to the NSPM 7 document, the terrorist threat has changed. It says we face new categories and combinations of violent actors. And three of the major groups noted are narco-terrorists, Islamist terrorists, and new here, left-wing extremists, including anarchists and anti-fascists. But here's where things get murky and concerning. Anyone whose ideology is anti-American is now also a target. There is no definition of anti-American, which means the government is allowed to loosely categorize anyone they disagree with as a domestic terrorist. Negative views on anything from the war on Iran to healthcare to our economy, if you disagree with supporting a foreign nation with our tax dollars, all of those things are technically anti-American. And as of today, believe it or not, the White House has named Tucker Carlson and Nick Fuentes as potential targets. You'd expect this to be a major headline on every publication, and you know who's just as surprised as you and I? The head of counterterrorism. He's amazed by how little negative reporting there has been, and he's proud that they're moving so fast with all these new definitions that we cannot keep up.
So, so take that off. So you all see what they are doing. There is new laws, there's legislation being passed. Okay, if you are anti-America, you speak against America, you speak against the government, you are labeled a hate group. That's a new form of hate group now. Y'all understand? Now you are labeled a hate group or an extremist. Okay, play the next video. I want you all to listen to this. This is when they talk about when they say that we are racist and we hate white people. Play that.
You a racist.
You can't call me or any black person any place in the world a racist. We don't have the power to do to white people what white people have done to us. And even if we did, we don't have that low down, dirty nature.
So do you believe there are any good white people?
If there are, I haven't met them. Where are they?
Okay. So some of you all might look at her and say, she's racist. But listen, we cannot be racist towards white people. Can we stop white people from voting? Can they stop us from voting? Did they stop us from voting? Okay, now we don't set up institutions or nothing that could affect white people. Or not even white people, Chinese or Arabs. So we cannot be racist towards them. You understand? We have no power. Okay? So, next video.
Between 1956 and 1971, the FBI ran a counterintelligence program named COINTELPRO that was initiated by J. Edgar Hoover. COINTELPRO mainly targeted civil rights leaders such as Martin Luther King, and it's commonly understood that this was an abuse of its surveillance power in a manner to suppress a peaceful movement.
So the government, the FBI, they were targeting brothers and sisters that was fighting for equal rights. Y'all understand? They was fighting to be known as a man. Okay? Fighting for rights to use the same bathroom, the rights to be treated as a man. And you had the FBI that infiltrated these organizations and was assassinating leaders in these organizations. You feel what I'm saying? Okay, keep playing.
I would like to ask, Mr. Chair, unanimous consent to enter this report into the record, which is black identity extremists likely motivated to target law enforcement officers. I believe earlier you said you were not familiar with the report. Is that correct?
Well, I haven't read it. I know some of the alleged targeting of
black identity extremists. Who does they put under that category? They put us, the Israelites, black identity extremists. That's what they, you know what I mean? It's all designed to go after us and come after us. I want you all to see what Esau is doing. He's setting up, he's putting laws in place to murder us and kill us and put us in prison. I got to say it that way. And some of you are like, D, you talking about the murders and put, yes. You all see how society is changing? Okay, keep on playing.
Officers by
okay, so I would like to know, and I'll ask you about that in a minute. So you are somewhat familiar with it. Who had the power in your department to order a report like this?
I'm not sure how that report
okay,
got ordered.
I'm going to skip that. So next video, when you keep on watching, he said, like, the black Hebrew Israelites, okay? Yes, and she said, I know of them because they know we are not violent. Okay, but that propaganda is being put out there to paint us in that image. Why? So when they come for us and kill us, they could justify themselves. Okay, now did I play that? 8? Okay, play that. No.
America has an interesting way of deciding who they label a terrorist. Because when you really look at the facts, the reality is almost comical if it wasn't so tragic. And let me break it down. On one side, you have the Ku Klux Klan. This was a group in 1865 with one goal, terrorize black people. They lynched men, women, and children.
Pause.
They
burned. So the KKK, they lynched men, women, and children. They were terrorizing us. But would they ever label a terrorist group? Keep on playing.
Down black neighborhoods, they bombed churches, they assassinated black leaders, they ran families off their land. They attacked us in our homes.
Why? Why? Because the reason why? Because most of them was politicians, most of them was judges, sheriffs. Y'all understand what I'm saying? That's why none of them, you never hear, So they took off the sheets now and you can't tell, you know? Keep on playing.
Schools, our communities, they created nothing. They built nothing. They fed no one. They healed no one. They improved nothing. Their entire purpose was violence, intimidation, and murder. And yet America never labeled.
Right, and guess what? They trying to put us in that category. Their whole thing was murder, violence, and killing and oppressing people. That's what the KKK was about. And you got this government trying to put us under that. Talking about, oh, you like the KKK. You like the black KKK. No, we
what?
Are not like the KKK. We not. We ain't lynching nobody. We far, 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 far. You know what I mean? But, hey, keep on playing.
I'm a terrorist organization. Not then. Not now. Now, let's look at the group that was labeled an extremist, the Black Panther Party. The Panthers fed children, The KKK hung children. The Panther created free medical clinics. The KKK created dead bodies. The Panthers monitored police to prevent brutality. The KKK was the brutality. The Panthers built community programs that the federal government eventually adopted, including the National Free Breakfast Program for Kids.
Pause. So, the U.S. government, they learned from the Black Panther. Like, they had one of the biggest food programs, feeding over 26,000 kids a day. You understand? And the white man said, damn, this is very smart what these niggas did. You know what? I'm going to take that, and I'm going to make it part of our system. After he murdered and killed the leaders. Okay? Now, it show you there that we had our own nurses also. Why is this important? Why is this important? This is important here because we had our own clinics where you had nurses in the community dealing with the people. Who organized this? The leaders of the Black Panther Party. Guess what, brothers and sisters? In the future, these things, we already setting it up on small scales, but we're going to need all of y'all to chip in, and we got to take it to these levels again. Okay? Because I'm telling you all the time, we got to become self-sufficient. The time is coming where you all ain't going to be able to go to the doctor no more. You understand? You're not going to be able to go to the doctors no more. We will have to rely on ourselves. We will have to rely on each other. We're going to have to rely on you brothers and you sisters that have the skill set that is dentists, that is doctors, that know how to farm, that know how to put certain things together. We're going to have to work amongst each other. The same thing you see what was going on in the 60s is the same thing it's going to come back to in the future. Maybe in the next 5 years or 10 years.
You know what destroyed us was integration. Prior to integration, which Martin fought for ignorantly, because he realized, of course, the Malachi class is great, but Martin regretted it. But prior to that, we were self-sufficient, and we were doing far better than them. And that was one of the reasons why the KKK targeted us, because they were burning down our schools, they were burning down our towns, they were burning down our churches, all these things that we had already built on our own. We even have something called a Green Book, where when we drove around, we knew, okay, we had to avoid this route, and go into that town, live in that town. And the movie Sinners emphasizes it, where you had Black folks, you had Asians in there too. The point is that we had a Green Book, and we knew we had our own towns and farms and schools and lawyers and even planes. We had a lot of things of our own. So the KKK came along and many others like them and destroyed these things and destroyed any record of them being in existence to force us to forget that we can do things on our own without them. So that book is the proof of it right there, the Green Book of Black Motorists and Tourist Guides.
Hey, you know what that goes back to? A lot of time we talk about how they destroy Black Wall Street in Tulsa and how they destroy our businesses and all of that. But that goes back to the curses. Mm-hmm. Curse shall be thy basket and thy stores, and thou shall always be oppressed. So here we doing good. The white men come and destroy everything. He said, nah, you're only, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. So keep playing.
Where children live. The Panthers protected Black people when no one else would. The KKK terrorized Black people because no one would stop them. So explain this to me. How did America look at these two groups and decide the Panthers were the danger? One group was feeding the people, the other was killing the people. But the groups with the guns, the robes, and the bloodstained legacy was somehow seen as patriotic, while the group that wanted equal protection under the law was called a threat. That tells you everything you need to know about how this country interprets Black empowerment. The Panthers were infiltrated, targeted, and dismantled by COINTELPRO. Their leaders were killed, framed, or imprisoned.
No, what I could tell you all, that will happen again. The leaders in IUIC, we will be hunt, we'll be in prison, and some of we will be murdered. Okay? The same way how they infiltrated them back then, they already here. There's a lot of them in a lot of the schools already. Okay? And they will kill some of us. Some of us they gonna put in prison. And that's what it is. I'm telling you all. Okay? Should we pick up weapons and fight them back? What did the Lord say? The Lord is gonna take vengeance. we going to come back with the Lord for vengeance too. Lord, what I read on that scripture. That's why I tell you leaders better become leaders. You better come around and learn and build yourself up. You sisters, you better be ride or die, man. You better really believe what this Bible talking about. Okay, some of you brothers and sisters here, but you all not here. Some of you all is fake. And let me say something too, man. You brothers that's on the street, you ambassadors. Ambassadors of who? You ambassadors of Christ. Christ gave you all a mission and a job. Your mission and your job is to do what? Huh? Let me get that in Corinthians. I just throw off here real quick. You know what? Take that dong. Let's go to the next. Yeah, take that dong. Get that and read that real quick. Corinthians, casting down. Oh, you know what I wanted? This is our job. Casting down.
The book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 10, verse 4.
Let's go!
For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal.
It's not carnal. We are not to pick up weapons and go fight nobody. But guess what? We are fighting a war. And all you brothers better understand that we are fighting a war. But the weapon is not carnal. It's not gun. It's not grenade or none of that. Read on.
But mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds.
Your job is to pull down stronghold. That's your brother's job. You understand? If you are ambassador of Christ, your job is to pull down strongholds. There is a stronghold of Christianity, of white Jesus that is on this earth. Your job, brothers, is to pull that stronghold down as a soldier of Christ. Now, none of you men, let me tell you all straight. If you brothers is camp leaders and you all allow a Christian to run upon you and do you dirty, son, the Lord says, I'm going to give you a mode of wisdom that no man could gainsay or resist. When a Christian run upon you, that Christian should go home and have nightmares.
Yeah.
And question his whole existence, his whole belief. He should turn into an atheist after. I'm talking about these white Christians. You feel what I'm saying? But guess what? You men got to learn to do that. And if you don't know how to do that, fall back. Don't take on the mantle of a leader. Lead that for the soldiers. Lead that for the brothers that hungry. The brothers that, when they see our apologetics, they get giddy inside. They're like, yo. They get excitement.
Sensation.
They want to use the word of God. They're like, I've been waiting for this. I've been waiting for this.
This is war.
I've been waiting for one of you dumb Christians to test me so I could destroy that, cast down that imagination. You know what I'm saying? So you brothers, you don't know how to do that, you all shouldn't be at camp, man. And if you're at camp and you out there and you make our king look bad, you get in takedown, man. That's it. That means you're not studying. That means you are weak and you are not studying and you're not about, you ain't fully understand what this is, man. You ain't fully understand you at war. If somebody come at you with a camera, brothers, what color is Jesus Christ? And they like that recording you. Understand it's war, brethren.
This is war.
You understand what I'm saying? Take no prisoners. You understand? Use the word of God and destroy that demon. You know what I mean? Don't have that demon. You know, I'm telling you, brothers, man. If you scared, don't go to camp. Just hold post and be quiet, man, if you're scared. But don't get up there to teach and your ass is scared and you ain't studying.